Now, back to the Pensacola Expert Panel with Bridget Kay on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Welcome to Pep Talk with Bridget Kay.
This half hour is presented by Terrence A. Gross of Gross & Schuster Personal Injury Lawyers, who is responsible for the information and opinions expressed during the show.
News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Welcome back to the Pensacola Expert Panel. Terrence Gross is joining us now. Welcome to the show, Terrence. How are you doing today?
Good. How do I sound now?
You sound great. We're kind of getting a little bit of experts at this virtual world we're living in.
We're trying. We're trying to do that. And, you know, Bridget, I think I'm going to go back to square one. I've been talking about so many different things in the past, but this keeps on coming up over and over and over again. It's almost like Groundhog Day, where people come in and they bring their insurance policies. So we always tell them, if you want to come for a good consult, please bring your car insurance with you. And they bring it in and I ask for it. And they always look at me and say, "Don't worry, Mr. Gross, I have full coverage." And I would say 50% of the people that say that do. And unfortunately, 50% of the people don't. So before I start getting into what I think full coverage is, I would want to at least warn people that beauty is in the eye of the beholder. So Bridget could look at a painting and think it's wonderful. I could look at it and say I wouldn't pay $5 for it. So insurance coverage, you know, certainly the more money you have, the more coverage you should have. So if you're a young person in your 20s and you're just starting out, I don't expect you to have the same coverage that I do in my 60s as a trial lawyer. But there are some things that it's a must. It's an absolute must to have. But I want to also make sure people understand when they're looking at their policies, what are they looking at? Because they get confused. So most policies, if you pulled it out, in fact, folks, if you're listening and you really want to help yourself, quickly, if you can, try to grab your declaration page or pull it up on your cell phone. Your declaration page, maybe you call it your premium quote page when you get your renewal in, and it says you got $5,000 of this and $10,000 of that, and we're charging you this. If you could pull that out, it would help you through this exercise. So the first thing that would usually be on most policies is what we call bodily injury liability. Normally, it's written in 2-to-1 ratios, 10, 20, 25, 50, 5100. That's a very common way of writing bodily injury liability. So let's pretend you look at it and you see 5100, 50, 50, 150. What does that mean? What that means is that you have bought insurance to protect you. Should someone sue you for causing a wreck, and that your company would pay up to $50,000 per person, no more than $100,000 for the entire accident. So if you injured a lot of people, could be a problem. And the last 50, so 50, 150, the last 50 would be for property damage. So some people have a 10-20-10, which is a very minimal policy, is not full coverage. It's minimal, and that would mean $10,000 per person, $20,000 for the entire accident, and only $10,000 for property. Let me tell you the problem with that. A major problem with the 10-20-10 is you can kill somebody, and they could sue you. They can get a judgment. They probably can't collect. They can't even suspend your license. But if you cause more than $10,000 of property damage, and you don't pay it, your license can be suspended forever until they're paid. So, you know, back in the old days, $10,000 was a good property damage limit. Cars were at the most worth only $10,000. You could buy a brand new car. I bought a brand new Dodge in 1976 for $3,000. But nowadays, you know, cars cost $30,000, $40,000, $50,000, $60,000. So that $10,000 property damage is way too low. So just something to think about. So as we move through the policy, you will probably then see no fault, and everybody's no fault should be the same. You could choose up to a $1,000 deductible, which I don't recommend. That just means the first $1,000 of your medical bills go unpaid. That's not a good idea. So you should have no deductible with PIP, and it'll pay 80% of your bills up to $10,000. Everybody has that. It's required under Florida law. No ifs, ands, or buts, unless maybe you're on a motorcycle. Motorcycles are exempted. School buses are exempted. ATVs are exempted. But your regular automobile with four wheels has to have no fault. If you don't have it, you've actually violated Florida law and can be ticketed, and you get a ticket for that. So it's a good thing. But I would add to it, because the no-fault law was passed in the 1970s. $10,000 was a good limit back in the 1970s. Well, that's 50 years ago, and bills have gone up. I would highly recommend that you buy MedPay. It is very cheap. If you're thinking, well, Mr. Gross, I already got great health insurance. I get it through my husband's work. We have TRICARE. We have Medicare. Well, all those entities, Blue Cross, TRICARE, Medicare, have a right to get paid back at the end of the case, and they may have deductibles. They don't pay this. MedPay is an easy policy to purchase, a rider, and you know, you could buy $5,000, $10,000, $20,000. I recommend $20,000. $20,000 of MedPay is very cheap. It doesn't up your rates very much, and if you got $20,000 MedPay, then your company would have to pay the first $30,000 of your bills at 100%. And if you had lost wages, you could actually write your company and say, don't pay any PIP. Don't use my no fault for medical bills. Use it for lost wages. So you'd have $10,000 for lost wages and $20,000 for medical. So MedPay is a very great feature to have and very cheap. A lot of people also get confused. As their cars get older, they tend to lower the coverages on those cars. Now, a lot of us keep, you know, some cars we buy, and maybe you got teenagers coming up, or maybe you got your old hunting truck. The seats are torn. It's probably only worth $1,500. Well, if you've got the old truck worth $1,500, you could drop your collision. If it gets totaled and the person doesn't have insurance, well, you're out $1,500. That's not the end of the world. So I don't blame you for dropping collision. I don't blame you for dropping comprehensive. Collision is for damage that either if you cause the wreck or someone that's uninsured causes the wreck. Comprehensive is for fire, theft, vandalism, someone keys your car, or a tree limb falls on it, there's a storm, and a tree limb falls on your car, that would be comprehensive. If you got a real old vehicle and it's worth less than $2,000, I don't blame you if you intentionally want to drop your collision or comprehensive. But if your car is worth $10,000, I would highly recommend that you keep your collision, maybe get a $500 deductible to keep your rates down, comprehensive, get a $100 deductible to keep your rates down, but it's good coverage to have, and you should. Now, the biggest thing that I would recommend besides all this would be uninsured motorist. Uninsured motorist is fantastic. It covers you and any resident relatives if your children move back in with you. So I had four children and they all moved away. Of course, went to college, graduated, and so forth. But when they got in between homes, which happens, they've moved in. Right now, I got my youngest daughter and her husband, who actually works with me. They live with me now. They've been living with me since, you know, February. My older daughter came down in March for a one-week visit and stayed 3 months because of the coronavirus, and she didn't want to go back to Nashville where it was more prevalent. She felt safer down here. So they moved in. So once they move in, they're still my relatives, but now they're my resident relatives, and they would have access to my uninsured motorist. If you've got more than one vehicle, Bridget, you should always have stackings. Mm-hmm. We have five vehicles. So if I have $1 million on one car and have stacking on all the cars, five times 1 million is 5 million. That may be overkill. But I had a case I think I talked about long ago where a young girl fractured her foot, had heel surgery, and the guy that caused the wreck only had a 10. Her dad had five 20s. He had 20,000 of uninsured motorist on five junker cars. Five times 20 is 100,000. We got that young girl another $100,000 for her fractured heel. Uninsured motorist is fantastic. It can mean if the person that hits you is uninsured, if it's a hit and run, they're a phantom vehicle, they cause a wreck. Sometimes we've had cases where you're on a two-lane road, a car veers into your lane, you take evasive action, but you leave the roadway and hit a tree head-on at 40 miles an hour, significant impact, significant injuries, that car keeps on going, we never find out who that car is, no worries. If you've got uninsured motorist coverage, they would have to pay for your injuries as if they were the insurance company for the at-fault party. So this is some of the nuances. Some people ask me, should they have all the towing and whatever? That's up to you. Another type of insurance that I never really thought about until recently is something called gap insurance. Bridget, do you know what gap insurance is?
I do not.
Well, let me tell you. It's something I never really recommended until recently, but it's interesting how it works. So gap insurance is this. Let's say Bridget buys a brand new car. And nowadays, of course, after the coronavirus, all the cars, if you notice, are 0% interest.
Yeah.
But let's go back before Corona. Before Corona, let's say, a 6% rate, which isn't too bad for a car. So you agree, you put down like $500, and then you finance the rest, which is very typical. The car dealers have all this financing set up. And then Bridget buys this car for $20,000. So she buys the car for $20,000, and she makes every payment. Bridget is making every payment on time. Let's say her payments are $600 a month. So she's paying $600 every month, and a year and a half later, the car gets totaled. It's not her fault. Someone else causes the wreck. Now it's time to pay Bridget back because, her car is totaled. And we look at the loan. She's made all these payments. And she would think, God, my loan must be really paid down there because I've been paying every month. And they come to find out that she still owes $15,000. Meanwhile, the blue book on the car is now $11,000. So the people that cause wrecks say, well, we'll pay you $11,000 because that's what the car's worth. And Bridges say, wait a second, I owe $15,000.
Mm-hmm.
I'm $4,000 short. I'm going to lose my car. You're going to give me money, and I still owe $4,000. That's why they have gap insurance, because what happens is when you pay these loans back, their interest front loaded. They're front loaded. You're paying a lot of interest. You're not reducing the principal or the debt till later. So as you make these payments, your loan doesn't go down that much, but the cars devalue pretty fast in America. You drive it off the lot. You probably, when you bought it for 20, after 1 week, it was probably only worth 18 because now it's a used car. It's not a brand new car. So they devalue pretty quickly. So gap insurance protects you if you have a financed vehicle and you're worried about this example I just gave where the loan could be greater than the value and the gap insurance would kick in. So it's only there for people that have financed probably new vehicles, a brand new vehicle. And it's good to know. Most people don't know about it. So I just want to give you this information. If people want to call, what number would they call us at, Bridget?
Yeah, if you want to give us a call or give us a text, 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. Like Terrence was saying in the beginning of the program, it's really great to, you know, have your insurance policy and kind of look through it and comb through it, because I know we've talked about this subject before, but I mean, sometimes these people that are selling you this insurance aren't as upfront with all of your options whenever you're purchasing. Is that correct?
Well, I'm glad you brought that up. That's very astute. You've actually been listening to me.
And I've learned a little something.
So here's the deal. We've all encountered salesmen. So every salesman we've ever met wants to say as much as possible insurance. They want to say as much life insurance as you could buy, car insurance, whatever. But there's one thing out there that they really don't want to sell you, and it's uninsured motorists. Why is that? Why would they not want to say they make a profit? They're selling you something. You pay a premium. Why in the world would they not want to sell you as much uninsured motorist as you could possibly buy? Here's the dirty secret. Think about life insurance. So let's, and you're a little bit young for this, Bridget, but say your dad. So your dad's shopping for life insurance. They're going to sit him down. How old are you, sir? Are your parents still alive? Have you ever had cancer? Does cancer run in your family? Do you engage in skydiving? Do you engage in scuba diving? They ask all these questions. Oh, by the way, we need to check your blood pressure. We need to take a blood sample. We need to do an EKG on your heart to see how it's going. They do all these things. What are they doing, Bridget? They're vetting you. And if your dad says, no, I don't smoke, I don't drink, I don't skydive, I don't scuba dive, my parents are still alive, and I'm healthy, I'm on no medications, I got no high blood pressure, your dad's going to get a phenomenal rate on his life insurance. Meanwhile, if he says yes to some of these things, then the rates go up, and at some point they may not even write you. If you've got cancer right now, you couldn't even get a policy. So that's how life insurance works. That's sort of how car insurance works. So if you're changing insurers and you go to a new company, what are they going to do? Bridget, have you had any moving violations in the past 5 years? Bridget, has your license ever been suspended or revoked for any reason? All these things they want to know. And if you've had a DUI 3 or 4 years ago, you're going to get dinged badly. And if you've had a few moving violations, you're going to pay more as well. They're vetting you. But here's the problem with uninsured motorists. You could be the safest driver in the world. You stop at a red light. You're sitting there. And 5 seconds later, some young girl rear-ends you at a high speed because she's texting, or some drunk hits you. It's the unknown. The insurance companies don't like risk that they can't quantitate. If you live on the water in Gulf Breeze, you're going to pay a lot more for your hurricane insurance than if you live up in Molino, obviously, because you're on the coast and lower ground and whatever. So it's all about risk. You know, we don't have many tornadoes here. We don't have many sinkholes here. So if I want to buy sinkhole insurance, I'm sure it's cheap here. But in parts of Florida where they have sinkholes, I'm sure it's very expensive. So that's how insurance companies work. But with uninsured motorists, you can't quantitate it. You can't calculate the risk, because by definition, any one of us could be rear-ended tomorrow. Mm-hmm. I mean, you have no control over somebody causing a wreck when you are driving appropriately. People run red lights. People run stop signs. If people didn't do all this, I guess I wouldn't have much of a job security. So how much time do we have left in the show, Bridget?
We have about 3.5 minutes left.
Perfect. Perfect. So this is, so when I say full coverage, I kind of quantify, because like I said, beauty's in the eye of the beholder. So if you're very wealthy, you know, you want more. But I would say, I think even if you're of meager means, I just don't think a 10-20-10 is much coverage. So at the very least, I would hope that you all would think about a 25-50-50. That's what I would call moderate coverage.
Hey, it's Terrence, we do have a phone call that just came through. I want to make sure that we grab it. We have David from Pensacola. Welcome to the show. Do you have a question?
Yes, I got a question here. Situation is an 18-year-old learning how to drive, has a learner's permit, will soon be going to a regular driver's license. And first of all, is a learner's permit situation supposed to be reported to the insurance company? And
yes.
Secondly, when the driver's license actually gets issued, how much is that going to bump up the rates? I understand it's a lot.
Well, it can be, but yeah, you should report it to your agent. I would say this, that the whoever signs for that driver to drive is also liable. You're not liable because of being a parent. You're liable for two reasons. Once they turn 18, though, you're not liable. That's right. If they're 18, you're fine. 18's an adult. You're fine there. But if you have an older car and you title that vehicle in the child's name, then you're no longer liable for whatever that child does. So some companies let you give lower premiums for the child. So when I had my children, I kept my $1 million limit for me, and I put a 25 on my kids' vehicles, but the vehicle they drove was titled in their name. That's the trick. Whoever owns the vehicle is liable first.
So if you can get a title, the parents call in prison.
Well, then you're going to be liable. I would try to get them into a car, not an expensive car. If you can get them in a car that they can drive, that's titled in their name, then you can get a lower limit for them and save yourself a lot of money. Keep the big coverage for you, and make sure they got stacking uninsured motorists. I appreciate you calling. I know we're out of time.
Yeah, we are. We have about a minute left to give your information out, Terrence.
Thank you
for your call, David.
Yeah, but our phone number here in Pensacola is 434-3333. Our website is grossandschuster.com. We have 5 offices. We just bought the State Farm office in Milton. We're renovating. We're going to open up after July 4th. We are really pumped up about this Milton office on Highway 90. We're in Crestview. We're in Fort Walton and Navarre. Our principal office is right here at Palafax and Cervantes. And again, 434-3333 or grossandschuster.com.
And Terrence, we have about 30 seconds left, but can somebody come in and do a consultation with you? Or are you doing everything kind of virtually right now?
Well, we start off virtual. We're doing virtual telephone things, and some people are actually signing up virtually. We're starting to allow people back in the building. I have a mediation here today, but we're just picking and choosing. We're not encouraging it. Most of our staff is back in the office. We have a couple working remotely still. So we're working through it, you know, with this COVID situation. We got to be cautious. So it's not wide open, but most of this stuff can be done by the telephone.
So just give them a call. And thank you so much, Terrence, for joining me on the show today. If you missed any part of this segment, it's going to be available on our News Radio website. I hope everybody has a great rest of your Wednesday. We'll see you back here on the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow morning at 9 a.m.